You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Suicide rates are the highest they've been since World War II. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. In the last 20 years, suicides in this country have gone up 30%. But across the country, local crisis hotlines are shutting down, and national companies are taking over. Interlochen Public Radio's Bronte Cook reports.
Third Level Crisis Services is a small nonprofit in Traverse City. For nearly half a century, they've offered a number of services for people in crisis, including a 24/7 crisis hotline. People could call the hotline in any type of crisis, like if they were having suicidal thoughts, abusing drugs, or struggling to raise a teenager. Third Level helped people who didn't have anywhere else to turn.
I found a home I didn't really have in many other places at Third Level.
That's Megan Morrissey, a youth crisis worker at the organization. She began volunteering at the crisis line 4 years ago, when she was in college. At that time, she was grieving the death of her father. She was also facing homelessness and navigating adulthood with little support from home. For Megan, Third Level was a safe haven.
They saved my life countless times, and I know that they saved so many lives, and they helped so many people. People knew us and could drive by and see the lights on, know there's just always going to be a person there.
She says that helped build trust and a sense of safety. Third Level's crisis line served 18 counties in northern Michigan. But in April, the crisis hotline shut down.
It really did feel like the death of someone. That was highly emotional.
Mental health agencies all over the region had helped fund it, but they all ended their contracts, eliminating the crisis line's primary source of income and forcing it to close. Many of those organizations switched to a company called Protocol, a national crisis hotline. Their closest call center? It's in Grand Rapids, 150 miles away. So why'd they switch? When asked about money, a spokesperson for North Country Community Mental Health didn't want to comment on the cost difference between Protocol and Third Level. She said she didn't have to answer that. Carl Kovacs is the CEO of Northern Lakes Community Mental Health Authority. He didn't want to give specifics either, but says the contract costs between Third Level and Protocol were similar, and that they switched because Protocol simply has more mental health professionals.
It's a bigger system. It's a larger company. We feel that that's a higher level of service for the people we serve who will be calling that phone line.
Third Level had licensed staff, but they also relied on trained volunteers from the community. All over the country, mental health agencies are increasingly funding national call centers, putting small local ones out of business.
The stories of the call centers that close are often an unsung story. It happens slowly and it happens relatively quietly.
That's Travis Atkinson. He's from the American Association of Suicidology.
The funding dries up. Other organizations that have developed a national presence will come in, and because of their efficiencies and how they provide crisis call services, they can do it at a lower rate.
But these national call centers, they can't always provide the sort of personalized care that local crisis centers, like Third Level, can.
People are less connected than they used to be.
There is strength in a well-connected and local mental health community.
Especially in areas where people are isolated.
Relationship is so much more important in rural areas.
According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, rural counties consistently have higher suicide rates than urban ones. Their rates are around 45% higher. Third Level doesn't have their crisis line service anymore, but they do still offer legal aid, suicide prevention workshops, and youth programs. Mickey Genazzo is director of Youth and Crisis Services.
We're still here doing things that help young people and make our communities safer from suicide and help meet legal needs. We're still here.
That report was from Bronte Cook.